Shmakamaramakam to show you. A friend of mine, Reb Shai Stern, my chavrusa, one of my chavrusa on Shabbos, went to Eretz Yisrael. We came back. He said, "I found you something from the Sfarim store in Eretz Yisrael. You're gonna love it." He was taka right. Taka love it. It's in my shtender. If you wanna anybody, it's called Bitochin Mahu. It's fascinating. And you a lot of geshmaka maramakimus. Granted, this maramakim is not in here, but if you look, I really think it's like required reading for every ben Torah is the Emunah B'Tochen of the Chazon Ish, Perek Beis. And he writes that there's an old, he calls it an old mistake about B'Tochen, an old mistake. And this is something I was talking to Reb Meir about, and I was talking to Reb Dubi Feiner Shlita, talking to them about the old mistake on what B'Tochen is, Mao B'Tochen. And in this sefer, he has a whole mamash, a long shtickel, dealing with this Chazon Ish. What is B'Tochen? And many say over, and I think it has to be a mistake. I mean, first of all, the Chazon Ish says it's a mistake. So when I found the Chazon Ish, I was like, oh, wow. So it was such a relief. Because I heard in yeshiva growing up that B'Tochen is basically you get to boss the Rabbeinu Shlilim around. That if you have enough B'Tochen, then things are going to work out the way you want them. And if things don't work out the way you want them, it's all right, you didn't have enough B'Tochen. And that always, I don't know, I could say it annoyed me. And as I got older, I got more and more convinced that's avodah zarah. Like, I have no other way to describe it. We don't boss Hashem around. That's not the way it works. It's not. And the Chazon Ish says it's an old mistake in the Inyan of B'Tochen. And he says, this is the old mistake. The old mistake is that we don't get to boss the Rebbeinu Shlom around. That's not what B'Tochen is. So what is it? Yet we find Psukim and V'Aboteach B'Hashem, Chesed Yusoy V'Venu. Someone who has B'Tochen Hashem is surrounded by Chesed. And there are many other Psukim that are mashma like that. This week's parsha, there's a fantastic Abar Benel, because obviously, Vayira Yaakov Moed Vayetzer Loi. So what's going on over here? In fact, Abar Benel, how is Yaakov Avinu afraid? Not only is it bigger kash on Yaakov Avinu has a nevuah. Hashem just came to him and told him, "Go home, I'll be with you." So we all know Rashi brings them. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. But the Bible says it can't be that's the whole teretz, because it's not like, fine, if you're going on the original Avtacha 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, fine. Could be over the last 20 years, something happened. It's only 8 days ago. Less than 8 days. What was it? He woke up. 3 days later. So it's, what is it, 4 days ago? He makes the cheshbon, whatever it is. You're talking less, a week. So in a week, nothing happened. Well, that's fair. It's fair to say that the kataiti is going on less than a week. He says there has to be more here. So not only you're talking about now a case with us where we could make a mistake and say we were never told. Something's about to happen to you. Or something could happen. Right? So what's the natural reaction? Okay? Maisa. Today, Mamdani is elected. What's the reaction? He's in control of the cops. Okay, so we don't live in New York City. But a guy says, listen, the guy who's in control of the cops hates Jews. last time that happened, I'm not saying Dinkins is nowhere near as bad as Mamdani was. Dinkins was just, I would call him a incompetent mayor. I don't think he was a Sonny Yisrael. I'd say he's just a classic incompetent mayor. That's what I would call him. So when the blacks in Crown Heights were rioting, he told the cops to stand down. And a Jew died. Okay, Hashem is in charge 100%. But somebody died because, what's his name, Yanko Rosenbaum? He died during the riots, of the Crown Heights riots, because the guy in charge of the police said, again, everything's Meis Hashem, Meis Hazayis. But Al Piteva, somebody died because of an incompetent mayor. Yanko Rosenbaum didn't have a nevuah that you're going to live through the Crown Heights riots. There was no nevuah. He didn't have a nevuah. Yaakov, if you don't have a nevuah, he's going to get home. So you could say this vart, it's a kal v'chaymer u'ben oishel kal v'chaymer. Zakta Abanat. So hear what I'm setting up, that every single one of us, none of us had a nevuah from Hashem that we're going to be okay, we're going to make it home. None of us has that nevuah about making it home al tiftach pe l'satan from first Seder. Yaakov had a nevuah. He's going to get home. Yet, the pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov ma'oid vayetzer lo. And that's why everyone's asked the kasha, what do you mean? He had a haftach. So, look at the kal v'chaymer u'ben b'nei shel kal v'chaymer that you're going to be able to learn from this Abar Benel to any of our situations. So I don't want anyone to feel bad. Nobody should feel bad if they're scared. Zakta Abar Benel. He says, Loi hayu michul shasem unasa b'tchayne b'yudav. Ki be'emes libay batuach b'ashem. Yaakovina was batuach. Aval hayu pachtoi ki derech ha-gibar ho-amiti. His pachad was like a true gibar. What is a true gibar? How does he act? Shebech nisase lemelchama yifached mehamoves v'yargish b'sakana. A gibar is not somebody, you guys, brave. Is not somebody who's not afraid? He says the guy who's the gibar is the guy who is afraid. Avu mutnei hamayle yivoza hachayim v'yivchar hamoves hayofen. That means the guy who's not afraid, guy goes into battle, he's not afraid. He's a nut. He's not normal. That's not a normal person. A normal human reaction is the bullets are whizzing by, you're afraid. So what does the person do? They come to the realization, they go, you know something? My cause is greater than my life. That's a gibor. Ukamosha Zohar ha-philosophy says it's Aristotle on the bottom, but say for Amidas. If you're running around, I'm not afraid of nothing. It's a war. I'm not afraid. He says, that's not a gibar. He says, like a guy who gives out stucco, has this woman bane of the guy. I'm nothing. For me, it's nothing. I give out all my money. The guy just gives everything out. That's not a generous guy. That's a meshugana. The guy who's not afraid in war, he's something's wrong with him. A normal guy is afraid. A normal person doesn't give out all his money. I'm never going to forget my Zayd, Zecharino Levracha, told me, he said, my Rebbe, if you're giving tzedakah, used to tell us to me, the Rashiva, you got to teach the Talmidim to give tzedakah. It's not natural. And I'm talking about my grandfather, a guy who at one point in his life, he was giving out $100,000 a month to tzedakah. $100,000 a month to tzedakah, to one Moisin. That's besides his other tzedakahs that he was giving at that time. He said, the first $10,000 check I ever wrote, he said, Rav Chutner ripped it out of me. His words were, he riced it out of me. He riced that check out of me. He said, and I signed my name and I was crying. It was so hard for me to do. It was painful. But I did it anyway. That's a bal tzedakah. And then, he was Margil himself. Yeah, a guy who fights battles all the time, a guy who always has bullets whizzing by his head. Eventually, you become immune to bullets. But that wasn't what Yaakov Avinu was. He says, Yaakov Avinu, he made a chet. He had a natural, and he goes through this. And he compares it, fascinatingly enough. He says, so your normal human reactions, one of them is to be afraid. That's a normal human reaction. He compares it. He says it's no different than a person who, a beautiful woman walks by and he's attracted to her. Let's say she's an Ashes Ish. So your normal human reaction is to be attracted. Says that Barbanel. But then you make another cheshbon. My cheshbon is, I'm a ben Torah, and she's usher to me, and I don't want to have nothing to do with her. I want to have no shaykhis to her. I'm not even going to talk to her. I'm not even going to look at her extra. That's a ben Torah. Not that you weren't attracted. This is because we have two parts to us. We have our physical part to us, which is naturally attracted, which is also is naturally afraid of getting killed. That's natural. And then we have our ruchniistic part of us. And the ruchniistic part is able to say, hey, I don't care if I'm going to get killed. I'm willing to put my life on the line for Klal Yisrael. That's okay. I'd rather be dead for Klal Yisrael than alive and a servant to whoever, to Esav HaRasha. It's not that I'm not afraid. I was afraid. I am afraid. But I'd rather be dead. It's more kedai to be dead, as Trumpledore said, "Tov lamut b'shvil atzeinu." Right? I want to die for my country. I want to die for my country. There's only a guy who put his life on the line for the Russian army and for the British and for the. He said, "No, so I'm dying for Klal Yisrael." So, good. Taka died for Klal Yisrael. The name my sister street is, my sister lives in Eretz Yisrael, is Rehov Trumpledore. That's the only reason why I know it, because I was like, who's Trumpledore? So I Googled Trumpledore and I found that. He died before the country was, I think it was Tel Chai, up north, defending the kibbutz against the Arabs. And as he was dying, he said those words. His name was Trumpledore. He was originally officer in the Russian army. And then he became, when the British, he fought for the British in World War One, I think. And then he was in Eretz Yisrael, during that time. And he was fighting for defending a kibbutz. You know, it was before the state. What? The first one? That organized. He was one of the officers, because he was an officer, he knew what he was doing. Azay Shtey, that's Mamish La Barbanel. Getting back to the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says, what time? I don't want to go over time. Oh, I have 5 minutes left. So says the So in my mind, this Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish is saying exactly the same thing. And what they're schwitzing on, I don't think is a stira at all. The Chazon Ish does not disagree. And at the end of Perek Beis, if you look at it, Betachin has an ability to change the outcome. Just like tefillah has an ability to change the outcome. The Chazon Ish says it beferish. It could change the outcome. Just like we daven we could daven. The Rebbeinu don't put into the metzias of the world. We know from Bereshis that certain things didn't grow until Adam was there to daven for them. That's what Rashi brings down. So that means Hashem put into the metzias of the Bria that we need part of one of the ingredients. The way Hashem runs the world, one of the ingredients is tefillah. And if we daven, things will happen. And if they don't daven, things may not happen. They may not. Betachin is no different. And that's why all the psukim that talk about the shmira of betachin are 100%, of course the Chazon Ish wouldn't disagree with that. Of course, if a person has betachin, it could change the outcome. It could. That's my only chilek with all these maisalach, are that one point at the end. It could change the outcome. It's not a guarantee. You didn't have a nevuah. He actually says that the Chazon says there's no. You don't have a nevuah how things are going to turn out. And I'm saying even Yaakov Avinu did have a nevuah, and he was still afraid. But when you're afraid, there are certain things that a Jew does when they're afraid. Okay, so you're afraid. Okay, my body's afraid of getting killed. Now what?
sit down, make a cheshbon nefesh. Is it worth it? Are you willing to put your life on the line? We say every day, in the morning and at night, we say, b'chol lovcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol ma'idecha. Certain things I'm willing to give up my life for. Doesn't mean you're not afraid. It means, even if I'm afraid, I'm going to do it anyway. That's what being brave means. Being brave doesn't mean you weren't afraid. Being brave means, even if I'm afraid, I'm going to do it. Because it's worth it. Doesn't mean I'm not afraid. It means I'm going to do it anyway. Just like a person could have a taiva for arayas and say, you know, hey, but that's not, I'm not going to do that because Hashem doesn't let. The Torah says no. And that's it. That's exactly, Abba Arbanel says it's the same thing. What the Gemara says, you shouldn't say when you see chazer, ugh, it's disgusting. Say, taka smells good, but I'm not allowed to eat it. HaTorah is rasa. Again, remember, eventually you could become the type of person who's not afraid of war, and eventually you could become the type of person maybe who's even on such a high level that they're not afraid of anything. All I'm telling you is that, yeah, according to the Barbanel, Yaakov Avinu wasn't on that Madriga with a Nevuah. So I don't think any one of us has to feel bad. If Yaakov Avinu with a Nevuah still had a natural reaction to be afraid and says the Abba Arbanel, but that is betachin. It's not a chasarn in his betachin. So any one of us who don't have a nevuah that how things are going to turn out, and we do our best and we say, hey, so the chazan says, so what does a person do when they're faced with a situation where they're unsure of the outcome? He says, what you do is you sit down and make a cheshbon. Who's running this world? Are the doctors running the world? Person gets a chas v'shalom, person gets a diagnosis. It's only 2% of the people make it out of this diagnosis. So says the Chazon Ish, it's normal to be afraid. But then you make a cheshbon. 2%? So I could be from the 2%. Who's going to decide if I'm from the 2%? That's the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom's running the world. 100%. It's no harder for the Rabbeinu Shalom to make me better or not better. It doesn't make a difference. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't care about odds. The Rebbe Shalom is running the world. And I believe, b'chol koichi, that if the Rebbe Shalom wants me to get better, I will get better. And if you do that, says the Chazon Ish, with a full heart, taka, you zoicha to the bracha of Abaytech, Pashem, Chesed, you say v'ven. You are actually making the odds better for yourself. Just like tefillah make the odds better for yourself. And says the Chazon Ish, and if it doesn't work out the way you want, whatever the situation is, you say, that's what's best for me. Because the Rebbe Hashem knows what's better for me. Person's davening, he should get a job. Person's davening, he should win the lottery. It's so good for you to win the lottery? You're so sure? How about all the people who win the lottery? It's not good for them. So you daven to Hashem, I want to win the lottery. And if you know it's bad for me, I don't want to win the lottery. That's the biggest problem I have with all these stories, is because we taka don't know what's best for us. In any situation, do we know what's best for us? We don't know. We may think we know, but we for sure don't know. So how could betacha mean that even? When we ourselves don't know what's best for us. Maybe it's better for me to die. Maybe that's what the best thing for me would be now. The Gemara says certain people are taken out of the world early, so they shouldn't do chatoim later. So Baruch Hashem, I died. That's what you're supposed to say. Beforehand, you're supposed to say, you're not supposed to give up hope. That's what David wants. Because until I'm dead, the Baruch Hashem can save me. It's not hard for the Baruch Hashem to save me, but just because the knife is here, so that's hard for the Baruch Hashem to save me? That's ridiculous.